I've got a question for you all to just think about for a few seconds. Have you ever been committed to something where you've had to give something of yourself, either money or time? Have you ever been really committed to something? I'm sure you have. We all have been committed to lots of things. And if so, what was it or what is it? You can chat to the people next to you just for a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to ask people to let me know. Okay, who's been committed to something? Yes. Computer. Does that take up a lot of your time? Things like that do, don't they? Okay, that's a good one. Anything else that people have been committed to? Yes. Ah, oh, committed. Does that take up a lot of your time? A lot of time committed to each other, yes. Anyone else? Yes. Training for a race. Are you training at the moment, Verity? A night run. Oh, don't get lost, will you? The parenting course. Ah, yes. 5 weeks. Is it still on? One more week. A mini marathon. And did it involve a lot of commitment before that, though? Well, you were 14. You probably just got up and ran it, didn't you? You don't do any training then. Okay. Anyone else? Oh, yes. Jobs and work. Committed to them, yes. But that's not bad. That's good. Good, yeah. West Ham. What? West Ham United. The groans. I don't understand the groans. Okay, so, oh yes, getting married, oh, committed to the other person, yes, absolutely, anyone? Oh, church, well, we have to say that, yes. Okay, so what is involved in commitment? Maybe you could split up into little groups around where you are. What is involved in commitment? If someone was to say, what is commitment, what kind of words would you come up with? You can just come up with one or two words. You don't have to have whole sentences. I'll give you a few minutes. Okay, what kind of words would you involve with commitment? If I were to say commitment, yes.
Stickability.
Stickability, that's a good word. My mum would like that word. Stickability, yes.
Patience, dedication and service.
Oh, that's good, yes. Planning, good one, yes. Sacrificing other aspirations you may have. These are all very wise things. Yes. Loyalty and passion. Is that right? Loyalty and passion. Yes, good words. Any other words? Commitment. Those are quite a few, aren't they? And quite a few good ones. It's important to be committed, although it is hard. But it is very important. And we're going to watch a little clip of DVD. People often think that not committing to anything gives us lots of options about what we can do. But actually, it just leaves us either doing lots of different things half-heartedly or not doing anything at all. Commitment is important, whether it be that we commit to doing our schoolwork or whether it be to commit to go to a club or whether it be committing to much more important things like family and relationships. And ultimately, we're called to commit ourselves to God. That's what God asks of us. Not that we'll sometimes follow him if we want, but that we'll commit our lives to him. Using all those words that people called out earlier, putting aside other things to put God first. There's a story in the Bible, well, there are lots of stories in the Bible, but there's a story about a man called Abraham. And Abraham was chosen by God to start the people of God. He was called by God out of another country to follow God, to commit his life to God. He'd not really heard of God before, but God called him to leave everything he knew and to go with his family and follow God into what was the wilderness. There was not really anything there. And Abraham did this with his family and with all that he owned, and he travelled and he followed God. And God said, I will make you the father of nations. He said, I will make you have as many descendants as stars in the sky and as sand on the ground. And Abraham believed God, and he committed himself to it. But it took years and years and years for Abraham to see that God's promise was starting to happen, because Abraham couldn't have any children, but eventually he had a son called Isaac, and he knew that God's plan was starting to take shape. But then God asked Abraham to do something which many would describe as awful, and it showed Abraham's commitment to God. I want to ask Rob to come up and read the story of Abraham and Isaac.
God had to make sure Abraham would do whatever he asked. So a few years later, God asked Abraham to give him a present. Abraham liked giving presents to God. He gave God his animals. They were called sacrifices, and they were a way to say, I love you, to God. But this time, God didn't want a lamb or a goat. God wanted Abraham to give him something more, much more. He wanted Abraham to give him his son, his only son, the son he loved, Isaac. Put his boy on the altar and kill him as the sacrifice. How could God want him to do such a terrible thing? Abraham didn't understand. But he knew that God was his father who loved him. And so Abraham trusted him. Early the next morning, Abraham and Isaac set off. They climbed the steep, stony trail up the mountain. Isaac carried the wood on his back. His father carried the knife and the coals. Papa, Isaac said, we have everything we need, except we forgot the lamb for the sacrifice. God will give us the lamb, son, Abraham said. They built an altar and laid the wood on top. Abraham asked his son to climb on top of the wood. Isaac didn't understand, but he knew his father loved him, and so he trusted him. He climbed up onto the altar, and Abraham tied his boy to the wood. Isaac didn't struggle or try to run away. He just lay there quietly and didn't make a sound. Everything was ready. Abraham took the knife. Tears were filling up his eyes. Pain was filling up his heart. His hand was shaking. He lifted the knife high into the air. Stop! God said. Don't hurt the boy. I want him to live and not die. I know now that you love me because you would have given me your only son. Abraham felt his heart leap with joy. He unbound Isaac and folded him in his arms. Great sobs shook the old man's whole body. Scalding tears filled his eyes, and for a long time they stayed there like that, in each other's arms, the boy and his dad. Suddenly, Abraham saw a ram caught in some brambles. The sacrifice. God had given them what they needed just in time. The ram would die so Isaac didn't have to. And so Abraham sacrificed the ram instead of his son.
God called Abraham to commit his life to him. Abraham didn't know it would mean nearly giving up his son, but he did know it would mean putting God first above everyone and everything else. And it means the same for us as well. Commitment to God, we can use lots of fancy words, but it basically means putting God first. Above our friends, our family, the things that we love most in this world. It means putting God first. Of course, we need him to help us with this because sometimes we're not strong enough to do that. But that's what commitment means. It's a story of a young man who was at the end of his rope couldn't cope any longer. And he said to the Lord, Lord, I can't go on. My cross is too heavy to bear. The things I have to carry for you are just too much. And so God said, well, my son, if you can't bear the weight of the cross you've been given, then come into the cross room and exchange it for another one. So the man went in carrying his terrible cross and he leant it up against the wall and he went in the room to look for a better one. He said, thank you so much, Lord. He was so relieved that he could have a smaller cross. He then looked around and he saw many crosses. Some were so large that the top of the cross wasn't even visible when you looked up. He walked around, winding through the rows of crosses for ages. Eventually, he spotted a tiny cross leaning up against a wall. And he said, oh, Lord, that's the cross that I would like. And the Lord replied, my son, that's the cross that you walked in with when you came into the room. And sometimes we can think following God and carrying all the things that God wants for us is just too much. But actually, God never gives us more than we can cope with or more than we can bear. And he helps us through each situation, even if we feel we're simply clinging on. Jesus says in the book of Mark, he says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Whoever wants to follow God must put what their interests are to the side and seek God's interests above all else, putting God first.